Good morning. Welcome, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We're doing a little open line action here this evening, and you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. Jump in the queue, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's get back to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, go ahead, sir.
Well, you're right. They don't stop wars, per se. But when we leave, out of some of these wars, like we did in Yugoslavia, Bosnia, they did certain things. For one thing, they shut the lights off there. They shut the lights off in Iraq. And what they do, a pullout, is very dangerous. They will do something that we won't get attacked when we pull out. If you haven't listened to the radio, you haven't heard how some of these people want to pull out in the Congress. And this is what we'll have to do. Because if we don't, there's going to be a slaughter. And it's going to turn our country upside down. Because we have to be ready, because tougher times are coming. And to face these tougher times, when we're going to fight the satanic forces, that's the forces of the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist is here. He's running this thing called Project Bluebeam. He's working with the underground reptilians. Yes, there are caverns beneath the earth that were dug thousands of years ago with machines that melted the sides of the tunnels. They're smooth. There's machinery down there to blow your mind. These reptilians are shapeshifters, and some of them are in our government. I will not mention any names. But, Frank, what you're hearing now is the best thing you ever heard. You better remember it. Hello?
Well, yeah, I'm here. I just, you know, obviously.
That's it. Think it over.
Well, I have been thinking it over. But, see, again, just stories, just allegations, that doesn't do it for me, man. Look, here's the, and I've said this before, there's no evidence to back up anything that you've ever said on this show.
There isn't?
No.
I shut down Y2K.
You shut down Y2K? No, listen, do you know why Y2K happened?
Sure.
You do?
Sure.
Okay, well, you don't. Because
I talked to the one of the big shots of Lion Power Company. He said, we don't know what we're going to do.
Well,
we don't have the old-timers here to go manual.
Yeah,
then
see,
I said, don't worry. I'm in contact with these ETs, and they're going to, any country, whether they're compliant or not,
okay, hold,
third world countries,
Bob, running. Calm down. Listen.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying here is, first of all, I know why Y2K happened. I know it was a big ploy, and they did it on purpose. But you say you shut it down, and I said there's no evidence, and you're like, sure it is. I shut down Y2K.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, what is the evidence other than you saying?
The evidence is because I called Bob Newell of Alliant Power Company after New Year's. He said, Bob, I gotta believe you. We don't know why. There were glitches all over the country, and they came back on. In Venezuela, the oil pump went down 88 times, and Chavez says it was an act of God.
Okay.
He didn't know why.
Right, but that's not proof, my friend. You said believes. Belief is not proof.
Sure. I can't give you proof that the pyramids are in Egypt. I can't give you proof of a lot of things.
Okay.
But I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, and listen.
The truth, you cannot dispute the truth. I'm telling you, you're going to see the truth.
Well,
you're going to see some of the things I said. You said nothing I said is true.
No, you don't need to put words in my mouth. I'm happy to speak my own.
Well,
I didn't say that you weren't telling me the truth. What I said is proof. I haven't seen it. So here's the thing, brother, okay? I don't doubt what you're saying. I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. But when you're talking about fact, and I'm saying where, and you're saying because I said so, because Chavez said it was an act of God, I mean, hold on now. We got another break. Okay, I'll let you finish up when we come back. But really, here's the thing. I'll take some things on faith, but they have to do with God, okay? Not with extraterrestrials and not with other things. Most things, you know, I'm moderately a proof-oriented guy, but faith, I think I'll leave that for God. Hold on a second, okay? We'll be right back.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. The homestretch, folks, the final 51 minutes by my clock of the program this evening. We're taking calls, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, go ahead.
Well, I'll bring this here. And first of all, I did bring these extraterrestrial craft down to Arkansas about exactly when I said they'd come in. You said you're a little bit to the northwest, is it?
They were about 40 miles south of me, or give or take a few.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, you know, I
close enough. And
not really. I mean, 40 miles is quite a walk. I don't think I could see 40 miles up in the air from here.
With you, what I did with Bill Boshier in Cincinnati, I brought him over to the studio.
You brought extraterrestrials to the studio?
Sure.
Wow, like in person or just like
they flew over. They were calling in from all over the country that night.
Huh.
And I called in. I said, hey, Bill, I knew this was going to happen. I was trying to get a hold of you last week and tell you that tonight.
Oh, so you called them afterwards.
Pardon?
That's not really.
It's what?
I said you called them afterwards.
Yeah.
That's not really proof then.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
And I said, Bill, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got in tonight. I'll try and bring them up here. After that, all the calls came in. From all over the country. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They came in before. But after I said, I'll bring him into Cincinnati, I hung up. A guy called up. He said, hey, as soon as this guy hung up, here was this big cigar-shaped thing, and he said it wasn't a Goodyear blimp. Goes through the sky, and this guy's got a hold of something. After that, three of them came over to the broadcasting studio and hung towards the east. Everybody out of the studio got out and watched them. Call up Bill Beshear once. He doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
He was given strict orders from the CIA or FBI or something. He can't you have me on the air anymore.
Huh.
Just to show you how those, the so-called Christians, the people that say they are.
I have a better idea. Send them over Texas. Send them over the studio there and have them zap Thomas because he keeps falling asleep in the studio there, and this will keep him up, and he can take some pictures because I have no capacity to do that here.
You want me to bring him over Texas?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Over RBN headquarters in Round Rock.
Round Rock.
Yes, Round Rock, Texas. Send him down there, and we'll have Thomas take some pictures.
Where is it located about?
I don't know. The address on the website. I've never been to Texas, so I don't know.
Okay. Is that connected with you, your broadcasting thing here, or what?
Yes.
Round Rock, Texas.
That's where my producer is.
Yeah, well, this extraterrestrial that I'm in contact with, his name is Eviata. Call her Eve. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Uh-huh.
And what is that?
That's Eve. That's the one.
And why didn't she just call in?
She, you hear that?
I hear something, but, I mean, I can do it too.
We do.
That's me.
No, that isn't what I heard.
Well, I know, but I'm just...
Look, oh, let's not be funny, because I'll call up for HG2 if you call up for me. Now, Eve, we got your signal. Now, he wants me to get something down in Rockwell, Texas. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll do that. Sure, we'll do that.
Okay.
There it goes again.
All right. Well, Thomas, keep your eyes open. Bob, I appreciate the call, and... I think we can rely on our good buddy there at the studios there to let us know if he sees something.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a picture, Eve.
Okay.
All right. You hear that?
Yes, of course. I heard that.
We're all listening.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? Like I said, man, I my take on it. Do I think extraterrestrials are real? Yeah, anything not of this, not born here, would define, fit the definition of extraterrestrial, and that would include, of course, God and anything else. But again, do I think they're benign? No, not myself. No, but hey, I'm always open to the opportunity of being wrong. So
they're benevolent. That's what they are.
Right. No, same thing.
Hey, Eve, you want to sing a little song, Eve? Once in a while, she sings.
I don't really want her to sing. We got calls waiting, Bob.
Eve, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Randy in Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Wow, man, your show is late night. I'll tell you what.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, I don't normally stay up this late, but this is pretty entertaining. You got a guy over there in Arkansas. I've heard him on shows. I even talked to him. His name is Riley Martin. He's a sophisticated-sounding black man. Said he ain't got no more than an eighth grade or fourth grade education. And he talks about an alien he's friends with that he does pot with and drinks with named Tan and his wife. And that he wrote a book called The Coming of Tan. I don't know if you heard about it, but I would conjecture that's a nickname for Satan, have conjectured that to him, and he said, for all he knew, could be true. What does he know? He don't care. He's having a cosmic party with this entity and sex smoking and drinking. So these people that's wrapped up in this, they've got, like, vices, and they're just, misled from the get-go. And then there's this Whitley Strieber that wrote this book, Communion, and he says that he had sex with Ashtoreth, the Ishtar.
Wow.
The ancient pagan deity of the Babylonians in a spaceship. So these people normally have some deviation in their character, what makes them susceptible to being contacted. And contact it has always taken on a cultural nuances or understanding of the day. In other words, there were times when it was fairies and divas and sprites and playing out ghosts. I mean, come on, look at the movie the Lord told me that movie, The Sixth Sense, was all about how ghosts are coming to people, trying to get them to make friends, have a familiar spirit. All you got to do is crack the Bible open, and you'll see in many different times, in many different places, these entities will make themselves known to people in whatever the people are most familiar or comfortable with. So right now, everybody's got this high intellectual belief about themselves, so they're looking to make buddies with entities that play on their telephone or play with their electronics. Mm-hmm. It's the same old demons that's always been here.
Yeah, well, I got to agree with you. I think that, that certainly gels with everything that I know and everything I believe. I see no point in it, honestly. The whole concept of this whole, interaction and whatnot of saving the planet, who are they to care? We don't want your help here. You know what I mean? We got issues in America where we've got people crossing the border and it's got people all up in arms. You know what? They're still human. So now we got extraterrestrials and they want to come down. Oh, we'll fix all this. Well, screw you guys, I say. Yeah, we don't need your help. We don't want your help. Go mind your own business. Go mind somebody else's business, but leave us out of it. We got no desire for this. Now, I agree with you, though, that there are people who invite these sorts of things, and I think it's just like playing with a Ouija board. I think you're messing with things you shouldn't be. But that's just my opinion, and everyone's entitled to their own. But like I said, the statements that you've made are in line with my thoughts as well.
Well, thank God for that. Look, it's funny. I called up Randy Travis. I just happened to call information for Snowflake, Arizona, and say, Randy Travis, please. And they gave me Randy Travis's number. Not Randy Travis, Travis Walton. I'm confused
with
my Tennessee, superheroes here.
Fair enough.
Travis Walton over there in Snowflake, Arizona, what was abducted in that movie they made, Fire in the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard him on the Art Bell show, and I decided, I'm kind of interested in talking to him. He seemed like nobody's bothering him now, so it'd probably be easy to have a good conversation with him, and it was. He ain't doing nothing. So I talked with him about 35 minutes, and he told me, he said, I didn't go out in space. He said, I was taken to a base under Colorado, and I saw hangars of these craft up in this base. And he said, I've seen white people that were supposedly aliens, and he described them as sort of very genetically perfect, 6 foot tall and above, superhumans that were the Hitler's Lebensraum, that perfect, genetic offspring, all those, I think they produced like 30-something thousand of them.
Aryans, I guess you could say.
Oh, my God, they're called the Nordiques, the stupid alien people.
Nordics, Aryans. Yes.
Some sort of Aryans from space, some sort of super uber race from space, but they're really from the 60-something thousand pairings that they had during the Lebensraum program for the perfect race, the Superman, the Uberman project, where they would take these people and have them go have sex out on the graveyards of the Teutonic Knights. I don't know if you're aware of the giants that were in Germania that fought against the Roman hordes, the legions, and caused them a lot of problems. Well, these fallen beings, these Nephilim that hold up in Germania, they were trying to resuscitate those spirits and put them into these offspring, and thusly they created a whole race of these people called, which the alien people in their vernacular refer to them as Nordiques, and Travis Walton ran into them and met them. And they kind of have some nice tan skin, though. They're very, very perfect. The women have a large racks on them, pardon me, but they're just too perfect looking. Travis Walton said, when you see them, you're like, oh, my God, I ain't never seen people like this before.
Hold on, Randy, and meaning hold on to the thought, not the large racks. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radios. Please stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Talk of flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag.
Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I've invited open lines this evening. And I'm sure you've noticed. 800-313-9443. Back to Randy in Tennessee. Randy, go ahead, sir.
Well, these open lines have been fun, man.
Yeah, it is fun to do every once in a while. I absolutely enjoy it.
Well, anyway, back to what Travis Walton was telling me. He said they took a lot of editorial liberty in that movie, and what he tried to bring forth, they wasn't interested in. They had a whole other idea about making the movie interesting without what he was telling them. But I think they would have covered the fact that he went into an underground government base in Colorado. He seen men in white lab coats that were given orders and whatnot. So it was clearly us that had taken him, you know, on this whatever it was, 3-day journey or whatever. And you know, that was kind of still on the cusp of early abduction experiencers. In other words, that was like 73, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was very early on. And right. Yeah, so, you know, from what I understand, I mean, I know you mentioned about, you know, that obviously creative, you know, liberties being taken with this. But, yeah, if I'm correct, though, the facts do hold up that he was taken. I mean, lie detector tests, all that stuff, eyewitness accounts, all that stuff has been confirmed. So the difference with...
He was taken in the manner in which was in
okay,
the movie.
Okay. But the difference is the appearance of the aliens and the location.
he was shocked by the field effect of the ship.
I see.
If you want to know what happened, he did go up to the ship. He was shocked by the field effect of that ship. It was a type of a plasmatic drive, and it does have a charge to it, and he got whacked. And he was laying there, and his friends took off and left him laying there, which gave opportunity for the occupants of that craft to go out and remove him from the ground and take him inside, not through some tractor beam or some weird, wacky, you know, miracle beam that lifted him up and into the ship, and nothing like that. He was knocked unconscious.
I see.
And could have been, you know, near comatose. I really didn't go into that much with him. But I want to point out something very, very unique about that movie that you just don't see hardly in any other movie. The mothership that they depicted that he was in had, like, webbing or some sort of, like, gelatinous curtain, and it had sails in a circumference, like a cycloramic 360-degree structure that was what looked as if it could have held 20-something thousand people in that mothership, in those, that cellular structure. So
yeah.
If we're talking about a rapture, a fake rapture, it would seem that the makers of the movie wished to portray that mothership as being capable of taking off Earth tens to 20, you know, in the numbers of tens of thousands of people. You know, Frank, I just want to convey that. It's like so many people miss that. I wanted to make sure that was conveyed.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. But I did remember, like you said, like webbing almost, and it was almost like it was not a metallic, you know, sci-fi type of ship. It was almost like it was like if you were inside a giant body, like a giant human body where you've got, you know, like, you know, fibers and different things like that. It reminds me, in retrospect, obviously, because Fire in the Sky came out somewhat 93 something, I think it was. And then, of course, there's The Matrix coming out where you've got these infants being harvested, basically, and people being used as a power source or a source of food. So that in and of itself, I think, is an interesting connection. And maybe that was the intent behind that part of The Matrix film. I don't know.
Copper top, you know.
That's
what we'll be if things are left to their own devices. That's what we're going to end up being. We're going to end up becoming some sort of resource. Okay, there's no doubt about that. If things are left to their own devices, you know. But of course, God is that God that can take care of things in one day. That's why it's called the Day of the Lord, because He's going to show off. Okay, that's His whole plan. He's laying low. He's low key. God always ties a hand behind his back. He always wants to be underestimated, okay? He's done the braggadocio thing back in the Old Testament. It didn't do no good, okay? So the whole phase of the New Testament is, I'll hide. I'll fake weakness. Look how Jesus came down to earth and faked weakness at every turn. When he had a chance to be strong, he faked weakness and faked weakness. I mean, this is God we're talking about. That let himself get abused, let himself get, you know, tormented, let himself get killed. He let himself get ridiculed. He didn't have to take that because he was God the whole time. He could have. The Bible says he's going to destroy the coming, the lawless one, the Antichrist, and the forces of his, those demons. If you notice, those demons are never mentioned again at some point because he destroys them with the brightness of his coming. Remember how it talked about Moses only got to see that hinder part of God? Because if he'd have seen the forward part of God, he would have burned up. Well, that's the power of God. It's just the Ark of the Covenant having the law in it would take and destroy people. Just if you so much as touched it. So yeah. God's done the powerful thing. Mm-hmm. Now what he's doing is he's playing the weak thing to see who would believe and accept his word as truth. That's all we got is faith.
Wow.
Well, money with God.
Randy, thanks for bringing it back. You know, I appreciate it, brother. If you have more, you're welcome to stay on. Folks, open lines. We got about 30 minutes and counting. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. 25 minutes left in the program, and it's open lines. 800-313-9443. Randy, Tennessee, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'd like to add something else. It's
okay.
It's going to blow your mind. It's going to flip your top, okay? You remember the the gentleman was talking about, what is his name, Rodney McMullins?
Ronnie, yeah.
Ronnie, mm-hmm. All right. Remember how he's talking about the movie Taken?
Yes.
I watched that. And,
oh, okay.
I've been following Spielberg. I've been following this alien thing since the 70s, early 70s. And what put me on it was, actually, it goes back to that. It goes back to that Flintstones episode back in the 60s, the Yabba Dabba Doo, when they took and cloned Fred. They replicated Fred.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Made a bunch of...
I remember that.
Well, and then you got that little kazoo feller. And I was an impressionable little three-year-old the first time I saw that and went outside looking for a UFO. I had a black nanny that was taking care of me while my parents were at work. And I went out and pointed out a wreck in the woods up the street that the sunlight was reflecting off of. And she seen it, and I told her I saw it land. It was UFO, and I freaked her out. I don't think she worked for us after that. But that's how impressionable it was to
sure.
me. So I had my eyes open, you know, as a child. And I just started absorbing all this stuff. And I remember I wasn't but about 9 years old, 10 years old, and an evangelist came through the town I lived in, And he had, I remember after the little Saturday night little service or whatever, went back to a table and he had records and stuff on it of teachings that he did. He talked about doing demonic deliverance work like that professor guy did, where he seen a demon sit down on a bed and he seen the indentation on the bed. This guy was, you know, cutting edge stuff. I'm a little 10, 11 year old, man. That was right up my alley. You know, I was eating out of his hand. I went back and looked at his table and he had a album. And on it was it like these freaky-looking gray aliens, and they were hovering above like a swamp, like levitating, walking on the water. And I'm like, wow, man, these demons are sophisticated. They're you know, coming at people in all different shapes, sizes, and everything. So I kind of just had my eyes open, you know, a long time ago. Well, in this movie show Taken, this series that was done on the Sci-Fi Channel, you have this young Dakota Fanning that is the gifted Uber child. She, again, would represent that Uber program, working with the Nazis were working, of course, with these off-worlders. They were, had a black inner circle of Nazis where they met with disembodied entities that gave them their orders. That was the whole key and crux to it. They had runes and symbols and whatnot, and they, of course, were meeting with these alien forces, which they thought were from another world. I got this from a secular video called UFO Secrets of the Third Reich, and it talked about how the Thule Society, the Black Sun Society, the Vril Society, all before World War II, were in contact with these disembodied entities that were feeding them technology, which they were able to apply into these aircraft technologies that they had that put them way ahead of us. We just now made the B-2 bomber and put it in operation. The Germans were about to launch a B-2 bomber on us back in World War II that was radar absorbent and had a range over 6,000 miles and had six jet engines in it. So, I mean, we came very close to losing to these people that were far more sophisticated with understanding the aircraft and aerodynamics than we ever could have been. You should go to somebody's sites online and just look up German World War II technology.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about, they had like 10 different kind of jet engines to choose from.
I'm actually pretty familiar with that stuff, Randy. We did a an interview with, you could probably find it there in the archives. It was just since we moved to Knights here, so it was in the last month or so, with a guy by the name of Joseph Farrell, and he has done extensive amounts of research on that subject, and I think you'll find, I think we spent 3 hours with him. So there's
Of that interview.
Okay.
So I would need to go back. It seemed like you were telling him more than he was telling. I mean, I was impressed with your base of knowledge on all that stuff. So you know about these different craft. I think he talked about, one of y'all talked about Victor Schauberger and the type of, I mean, they did create anti-gravitic craft that used magnetic drives. But we didn't capture that when, I don't think. We kind of had to work from behind the scenes. I remember that professor fella mentioned in that Standeo. I've been studying his stuff. I had his book and was studying his stuff a long time ago. And, you know, him and he put a lot of work into explaining all this magnetic drive and all. And he told me way on back when that in the mid-60s he was debriefed. When he was in that secret aeronautics research program down in Australia, he was debriefed and briefed, and that we had interplanetary craft in the mid-60s. That's what he was told when he was in the system, that we could go out to Mars, do a loop, come back, all that before a lunch in any given day. That's how quick this stuff is. It can bend space because of the high magnetic drive. What it does is it collapses space in front of it with magnetism, with created magnetic fields, and it don't have to go as far. Space is collapsible. You're like, who would have thought that air could be collapsible, you know? And, well, space is collapsible. So anyway, you collapse space in front of you, and you fall through it, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you're familiar with that's how you go through space faster than faster than you're supposed to be able to travel.
Sure.
Well, anyway, so you got this little Dakota Fanning character representing this Uber person, this half part human, like it says in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 43-44, how, you know, the iron shall, they shall mingle themselves with the feet of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, neither is iron is mixed with miry clay, but the kingdom shall, the strong part of the kingdom shall be the iron. Well, you know, I mean, I'm hearing this on your radio show a lot, and I got to say it too. You know, that's what's coming, the manifestation of this, like, kingdom of iron and clay. Everybody's talking about it. It airs about every night now on your show. I hear that. So, you know, I'm joining the hit parade, basically, as it were. But this Dakota Fanning represents that. Well, if you look at the mural in Denver International Airport, you have a little blonde-haired boy that's got a fist of iron, and he's beaten like the plowshare, a weapon into a plowshare right there on the mural. The kids of the world, the little kids of the world after the cleansing, that's what we see depicted in the murals. There's a cleansing of undesirables. Basically, you could take it for to be the fake rapture or whatever, but there's this cleansing. There's the three coffins that represent three systems of faith that have been killed. And anyway, after the cleansing, the little children have gathered up all the little weapons that they could pick up, and they're bringing them to this boy, and he's making plowshares out of them. He's a little Germanic boy wearing lederhosen, and he's blonde. Have you seen that mural?
I want to say that I have, if only because there's some fantastic photographs in a book that I'd seen called Death in the Air. I don't know if you've read it or not, but it's really an incredible work. But yeah, I've seen the photographs of this stuff.
Like
so
Steve Quayle's work.
Yes, yes.
I haven't read it, but I know Steve Quayle.
Not Steve Quayle's book. No, that's the name escapes me right now. I'll think of it. But yeah, it's a fantastic book. It's why does his name escape me? I'll figure it out and I'll let you know.
Hey, well, if you could say that on air, I'd appreciate
it.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll do it. Well, come to me.
Just that is the culmination of all the murals. It is the centermost mural. It's the one that we're supposed to get the effect from. If you go to the book of Psalm 91 and read Psalm 91, there are some verses there that people just, for whatever reason, they can't see, they look over it or whatever. I might be the only human being saying it. I don't know. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you, it talks about that when the Prince of Peace comes and he takes over the world, he is going to tread underfoot the adder and the lion. It says, yea, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Okay, the young lion. We've got this thing all wrong. Everybody thinks the Antichrist is going to be an old guy. He's going to be a young guy that is totally takes the world by surprise. He's going to be very, very young, and I can tell you who it is. It's Prince Harry right now fixing to go to Iraq and be a war hero.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And he's the real Harry Potter. Notice that we have in July, on Midsummer's Night, we have the last Harry Potter book coming out. He is the half-blood prince. He's half. Notice he's ruddy-complected like David. One of his names is David, believe it or not. One of his titles is Prince of Jerusalem. This guy is going to make the deal with the devil, and because also in the Bible we see over and over and over that the younger brother is the one that gets the birthright for whatever reason. In critical cases, it's never the older brother. It seems like so Satan is copying God with regard to all the times that the birthright went to the younger, like David was younger than his brothers. Joseph was just about the youngest of his brothers. You know, Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau, you know, Manasseh and Ephraim. Time and time again, we have this birthright bypassing the older sibling and going to the younger. Well, the same thing is going to happen here. We have two boys, and we have one that the parental pedigree of Charles being the father is up in the air about Harry. There are people that don't believe that Charles may be the father, but it doesn't matter. He has a birthright to the throne under Diana, under what is called the House of Tudor versus the House of Windsor. It's a long battle that's gone on for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, he does claim descendancy. He has a different pedigree from Charles. His pedigree through Diana goes back to Mary, Queen of Scots. So he does have a right. He does have a divine right to the throne, irregardless of if he's Charles or not. But notice, you know, again, that he's fair and ruddy complected like the Bible depicts David. He is taking on his mom's work. He's he's got charities. He's got a lot of charities that he's created. And you don't ever hear of William having these different functions and organizations and charities. And also we have him wearing that Nazi uniform. You know, the Bible says that the Antichrist, when he comes up, he's going to be brash. He's going to take the world by surprise, and he's going to have an understanding of dark sentences. I conjecture this Harry is the real Harry Potter.
Very, very interesting, my friend. Well, I appreciate it. I think that there's definitely something to pay attention to there, and I certainly like that. The book, by the way, Death in the Air, written by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I've interviewed with Len before, but he is, I think he's, well, you know, it might be a good time to give him a call again, actually. It's been a while since we've talked, but it's a fantastic book, and inside that book, full-color photographs of the murals and the plaque that says, like, New World Order Airport Commission or New World Airport Commission, something like that. So it's pretty captivating stuff. But, Randy, I appreciate the call, brother. Thank you.
God bless y'all.
You too, my friend. Let's go to Vince in Florida. Vince, or excuse me, in Illinois. I got sloppy handwriting. Vince, welcome back.
Hey, Frank.
How are you, sir?
Oh, just mystified by some of your callers. Great stuff.
Very good.
So are we supposed to have a party just July 7th, 7-0-7-0-7? What was exactly the prediction for that date?
I don't know, because of all the name-dropping and pedigreed of broadcasting that we had to sit through to get there, and then, of course, a shining example of why he's not a broadcaster anymore. I don't know. I'm completely mystified by the whole thing.
Well, I'm a connoisseur of radio, and I have heard that caller Michael or the professor, and he used to be a broadcaster back in the day. I remember he had a radio program.
Did not doubt that for a second, but again, there are certain words that the Federal Communications Commission says is allowed, and there are certain words that are not allowed.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't mean that. I'm sure that was just a slip.
Again, professional, non-professional, I don't know.
Did you happen to see the presidential press conference today?
Today, no. Maybe excerpts, perhaps, in the news briefly, but no, I didn't watch it live.
I was watching that. It just creeped me out. There's just something just very creepy about President Bush and his whole agenda. It's just frightening. If he's really making a push to attack Iran and
yes,
start World War III or whatever this agenda is.
He absolutely is, and it's very interesting. As the troop level increases have been, of course, bandied about and argued and whatnot, the Democrats and you know, Congress, in essence, would like to pass this resolution saying that they're wholeheartedly against it. Of course, it's a non-binding resolution, and, of course, everybody's got their eye on the White House. So, you know, this way they can appear to the idiot constituents out there that they're doing the people's will, but at the same time, absolutely zero interference as far as Bush's agenda goes. Because, again, when you look at, and I don't know if you've heard this before, but I think it was the day after the 2004 presidential election, the day after, I said that I predict here that, and it's just, you know, it's not, I'm not saying that God told me this, and I'm not saying that I have psychic abilities or a magic eight ball or anything like that. Just an insight as to where I saw it going. I do think that it will be, and I said this, Hillary as president in 08. And I know a lot of people said that before, but I still think that she's going to pick John Edwards as her running mate. We'll have to wait and see if it happens. But Hillary, in essence, sometime around December, January of this year, maybe it was even November of last year, she had spoken before the Council on Foreign Relations and had, in essence, although she was just speaking, she had, in essence, outlined what I believe to be her complete and total running platform, which is counter to everything Bush is doing right now and everything Bush would like to do.
The Hegelian dialectic.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. So
yeah,
what
you know,
I see.
I knew she was going to be the president after they murdered John F. Kennedy Jr. after he told his co-workers he was running for the U.S. Senate seat in New York.
Oh, yeah, yes. Absolutely. Very interesting.
He was absolutely murdered. If you look into the facts of that,
I have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His plane was blown right out of the sky. And, the live coverage of the event that morning on all the mainstream media, they were telling us what happened to John F. Kennedy Jr. before they even investigated. It was sickening. It was absolutely sickening.
Yes.
No autopsies done. The plane wreckage was not investigated. And John F. Kennedy Jr. was buried at sea with his girlfriend. The only non-military person ever to be buried at sea. Very, very interesting. If you dig around in the death of John F. Kennedy Jr., he would have been running for president in 2008 instead of Hillary.
Yeah, I suspect so.
I would absolutely suspect that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank, do you know anybody that knew that the 9/11 event was going to happen on September 11th? Do you know anybody that predicted the
exact date? Yeah. No. I mean, everybody claims I predicted it a month before, I predicted it a year before. But, you know, a lot of them have been very, very broad. Like, I think that we might see an attack on the United States.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But yeah. I have to tell you that I believe it was 1998, around September of 1998, there was a guy that was on the shortwave that had a radio program that he was predicting an event on 9/11 in New York City, but this is in 1998. And he made a big deal about the whole 9/11 thing, the whole the symbology of the 9/11 thing. But this is way back in 1998, and it always stuck with me.
I don't know. Maybe it was Bill Cooper. It's hard to say. I don't know. Hold on a second, and we'll finish up here, folks, when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. The fastest 4 hours in talk radio. You're listening to it right now. The tail end of it, I should say. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and let's wrap up here with our caller. Vince from Illinois. Vince, welcome back, sir. You were asking about a specific date, time, location, all the specific details of September 11th prior to I'm not familiar with anybody who had all the details or anything of really, I should say, enough information where perhaps it could have been prevented.
That's correct. But okay. I do remember there was a talk show host on the shortwave that had the September 11th date pegged as to having some sort of significance. But this was 3 years before the actual 9/11 on 2001. I forget who it was. I don't think it was William Cooper,
okay.
Although I know William Cooper dissected the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That was some really
yes.
mind-boggling work on that one. But I guess I'll just wrap it up here and let another caller get in there. You
okay.
got a great radio program.
Well, Vince, I appreciate you being a part of it, my friend. Thank you for the call. Greg in Arkansas. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hello, neighbor. I'm about 40 miles east of you, and you made comment on underground bases and tunnels.
Yes.
And I've been looking to link up with some people that actually I have some neighbors that also hear what I hear.
Oh, you have one of those hums.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And this is almost every day, every night, no set pattern, no specific. There was a specific time that it used to start, and that was about 1:30, 2:15. I'm another late night person, and I'd appreciate what you do. Some of us patriots are up watching the other half of the world while the other half are sleeping. But anyway, I will say this much. I know for a fact it has to be under us for the simple reason that I have had various sweethearts. I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. And I have spent time at their houses, mm-hmm. let's just say. And
good for you.
62 miles from my house. I'm 40 miles east of you.
Where are you, like Eureka area?
No, Harrison area.
Okay.
And I live north of Harrison, but I had a sweetheart south of Harrison in Jasper, 68 miles from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact noise, same exact vibration, same exact hum, same exact I could hear it. Oh, I could feel it over the television. I could hear it over other noises. And I had been to other sweethearts' houses and also experienced the same thing. And I do have neighbors that hear what I hear.
Okay.
And these same people have heard it in my house and their house.
Wow.
Lots of miles apart. So I do believe I am probably, or the Harrison area is sitting on some type of underground a facility like that.
You know, it's very interesting. My guest this evening, Ronnie McMullen, he feels that the earthquakes are caused by a lot of these underground drillings and tunnelings that are happening. And obviously, you probably know better than most about the New Madrid Fault and exactly what they anticipate a sort of worst-case scenario might be for us here in Arkansas, and it would be pretty bad. But that's right there running along the border between Tennessee and Arkansas and goes up quite a ways as well.
Yeah, it goes into Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I also want to add, there is a book called, which I have, I don't have an ISBN, but it's called Underground Bases and Tunnels. And it shows pictures of this tunneling machinery on train cars, people standing next to them, and gives a somewhat of a view of where some of these underground bases are, some of the entrances, some of the locations. I forget who did the book. It just escapes me at the moment. But I have if you want more information from myself or some of my neighbors that also hear this humming and activity underground, I believe, and it's exactly the same, 68 miles away, same noise,
wow.
same pattern, same everything.
Yeah.
So if you want some information, you can get me offline, and I'll try to fill you in a little more
yeah.
as your neighbor, if you want.
I would like that very much.
Okay,
let me get our producer there to get your phone number, and
okay.
I'll give you a call. Folks, we'll see you later tonight.
Thanks, Frank.